I pray the Lord, as we minister, I pass it through as we treat the sickness. That the Holy Spirit remain working within you to take away every weakness, to give us all strength, overcome whatever has been fighting with us.
And
by name and voice,
also
Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa.
We
love you so much in the name of our Master Jesus. We wish you the Jerusalem city of heaven. And we pray every person to reach up there. Those who have been written in the book of life. Fight so much that you're not blotted out of it. And if you have not yet been written in the book of life, pray that the Lord helps you that it may be written there. The book of life is the Master Jesus himself. He asks you one thing in John 15, verse 7. That if you abide in him and his words abide within you,
now
you can ask all you are of need of and it's given you.
You
abide in Christ Jesus, and what proves that you are within him is that his words are within you. The book of life is the one. He told us in John
14:6
that he is the way, the truth, and the life. If you want the book of life, you enter within him. And you get back to be John 15, verses 1 to 5. And you are a branch within him, the true vine. You will be proven to be in the book of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it helps you and you bear fruits,
right?
And you're not cut off the vine. You're being cut off.
You'll
be blotted out of the book of life. If you're cut off from being a branch in Christ Jesus. If you remain within him as a branch. And you bear fruits. You continue to be taken care of all days. And the Father is the one leading in this mission. And
work,
that he takes care of you. Our Master himself says in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35 to 36, that whoever sees me sees life. You see our Master Jesus already see the book of life. Most of the people are still in the book of death. We speak of 2 Corinthians 15, 20 to 22, that they all died through Adam and they are resurrected through Christ Jesus. If you want to get out of the death of Adam,
you
enter the book of life with Jesus. There is nowhere else they write your name, but the whoever is in the first death, it's the death of Adam, of losing in the spiritual body from
heaven.
A person like that is in the book of death. And if you check, they check your names out. And in the second book, you're right within it.
Because
the book of death, there are two. But the book of life is one. The first book of death, it is the body of Adam after dying. When the body from heaven was taken from us. The second death, or the second book of death, it is the lake of fire. When you
have
proven to be in those two books, you are no more saved. There is a chance
unto
all people who died through Adam to be floated from the first book of death and to be put in the book of
life.
But if you're proven in the second book of death and they check in the first book, you're there. Even in the second book, you're there. There you're no more saved. But we have a chance, all you who is still on this world, to fight for yourself. How are you going to fight?
To
when
he
has started in the schemes of the devil, to God and to his church. And these were gotten from the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years, right from 2005 to reach 2011, through the vision, the trance, through the Urim and other spiritual transports, as we've been studying there. That journey we started on Thursday and Friday.
naye enkwera zino zitusoma
by the skins we are studying
era nazo zava mu lugendo lwe
they too came from that same journey
tugenda maso n'okusoma enkwera
zitano proceeding to study the skins of the devil to God and do his
church
when you know the skins
kijja kuyambako okulwana otuuke mu bwakabaka
it will help you fight to read the kingdom of heaven
kuba tozimanyi
if you don't know them
kiba kizibu okuwonawo
it is very hard to be saved
yes
praise Jesus
iranga mu nkwe zino
and in these skins
kulaba omwoyo wa katonda n'ebikolwa
bye by'obutuukirivu we see the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness
n'omwoyo gwa sani n'ebikolwa byagwe
And the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
that, we shall see the right Christ and his church, which is built by spiritual gifts. We shall see a false Christ and their churches, they which are built by timber, iron sheets, blocks, glasses, and things like those. In them are false prophets, the false apostles, the false pastors, and things like that. We shall be seeing the right gospel. The gospel of the kingdom of God.
And
the kingdom of heaven.
It
involves getting born again.
To
be given a pedal from heaven.
And
to feed it the right food. We shall see the gospel of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The gospel preaching things of the world. And they don't go beyond the world. We shall be seeing them. Right now we are proceeding on to wind up. The spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness. And the spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness. And we moved on to seeing. Ended up seeing the seal of God, which is given us by the Holy Spirit after hearing the gospel. And we are sealed by the seals of the seven spirits of the Lord. But right now we are seeing the seal of the devil. This is fronted by false miracles. And putting people in darkness of ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
right now we've reached somewhere. And we are seeing this seal. Which we are seeing. We are seeing money. We studied a scripture. And it said. That they will force the younger and the old, the rich and the poor, that they may worship this beast, that no one be able to buy and not even to sell, except when they have the mark of the beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we came to discover in the midst of this business there is something called money.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this money is a great messenger in this business. And in the midst of that,
he
does a very great role in helping the number 666 that it's put upon people of different kinds. But it's business which has consumed the time of God.
And
people no more have the time of God. But we studied and we saw this business began from under the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
began from under the sea.
And when
they were making money, they based under the sea. And this money was brought. And it was filled of the spells. Full of curses. Full of evil. A lot of evil. Full of a lot of admiration and desires. And now these fallen angels, who are known as demons, when they were Jezebel, they sat and they cursed. And they put every form of stupidity and every form of sin and they put it upon money. And when you look upon it, it has to command you money. Things. Now because of that way,
we're
moving on by seeing that to sell in those days no one will be buying, not even selling, except when they have that mark. First and foremost,
we saw
in Ezekiel 28, Ezekiel 27, that all people reached seasons.
And
no one was buying or selling except when all of them are in the devil. It has ever happened. It's been there many times. Right now it's coming back. God advises and giving us wisdom and understanding to be able to help us solve this. He speaks like this. Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18. We are going to move on to see money. Who is money? And what does money do?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Proceed on to seeing him.
Mediator.
And he's a mediator.
Wakati wa Satan.
Between the devil
ne Jezebel.
And Jezebel.
Era wakati wa Satan.
Between the devil
Naba.
And human beings.
You
must be able to save yourself from it. Not in abandoning it, not to use it. But to give Caesar his own. Where it is needed. Where they buy food, give their money. Where they buy a house. All things you want to buy. You're going to need money. But we fight to see.
That
we don't fall in the love of money.
That
we don't fall in love with this money. We
don't
fall in love with it. You must seek it in all ways.
In
every place where it will be. It is to say
that
if you fall in love with someone, you can look for them even if they're in the bar. As long as you fall in love with someone,
he's
going to look for them wherever they are. If they're in a wrong place, you will go and look for them there. Now even money is like that. When you fall in love, you will hunt for it wherever it is. Whether in murdering, whether in this lying, whether in conning, you will go and look for it.
You will get
wild and reach a level of selling yourself.
Or
if you're a woman, let me sell one of my kidneys. And they get money.
Since I can't
live like that when I'm poor. I can search for it in every wrong way. Yet there is another right way also, which you're going to be seeing. And we study how we're
going to
make it. We shall see how we shall have wisdom. Let us read right here.
Kubikura esula ya kumina satu. Nolu nyilwa kumina mukaga.
Revelation 13 verse 16.
Ne waliriza bonna abato n'abakulu n'abagagga n'abaavu n'abeddembe n'abaddu okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe.
Ewaliriza bonna abato n'abakulu era bino twabirabye abato n'abakulu bajja batya okuwaliriza. Twalabye mu Luka nga bawaliriza
paying of tax from the young child. That money you give, it must be given to the beasts. That they fulfill their intentions. That beast is the kingdom of the devil. And whatever is done within it, whether it is murdering, whether it is stealing, even the younger now pays tax.
That is
why the other way was removed.
He
said that you pay tax when you've reached 30 years, or 19 and above. And they said now you we have removed the tax, but they never removed it. You remain having to pay it right from the womb. As long as the child gets in the womb, they begin to pay tax. So they have to drink sugar.
You
have to begin to drink sugar to desire different
eatings,
to show for the child. Everything you buy, there is a tax attached to it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
never removed the tax, but they modified it in wisdom.
If
you pay too much tax, more than what would have gotten in cash and gave it out. Too much tax than what would have touched cash. Now you saw as if they helped you, but there's no help. Let's move on.
Revelation 13
verse 17.
Era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula ne wankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero.
Wabula amaze okuteekebwako akabonero.
Except the one was hard, been put a mark upon. And you cannot buy, not even to sell. But in the midst of buying and selling, there is a medium between there. That medium is money.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
It is
the one in the midst we have to know. And is a medium who works different things of the, which are detestable.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We saw according
to Ezekiel 27.
And
under the sea,
most
of the merchants began doing business from there. And in those days, people used to do business. And they take gold and every precious thing
down
there, and they are given money in return. Now, seasons reached, and we
need
that gold and all those products to cook there. And yet they are manufactured under the sea. Now they themselves, they don't more need money, but they need blood. They need sacrifices. What followed is to haunt souls, to be able to sacrifice them. This is what most of the works are which you least expect, where the number passes.
I don't know what we're going to
enter Ezekiel and finish it. But according to Timothy, let's speak of this man. And we move on to broadening him. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verses 10.
Timoseo, ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri lwa kumi. Kubanga okwagala kw'ensimbi kyekikolo eky'ebibi byonna. Waliwo abantu abayayaanira ebyo ne bakyamizibwa okuva mu kukkiriza ne beefumitira ddala ennaku ennyingi.
Nti waliyo abantu
abayayaanira ssente zino. Who are yearning for this money. Some burn for the love of things.
Here
we want to speak of money.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
the right Bible, it has to be money here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
people rich and they yearn. I told you what was done upon money is much. It gives you a yearning.
You fall
in much grief.
But
you feel grief, you say, I have to do everything possible to touch up the money. And you get out, you wander out of the faith. How does someone get out of faith? Bible says, Romans 10, chapter
17,
that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
The pastor
leaves the word what it tells them to
do.
They decide to do what will make them possible, able to make money. This even hindered the church. Even though Matthew 10, our master gives us authority
over
demons and all sicknesses.
Verse 7
and
8,
he says, we have been freely given, you too freely give. But because of loving money, the
word
is abandoned and someone makes people line up for miracles. With their monies, each one with the money which will make them possible to access miracles. There is nowhere in the Bible where God sells a blessing. But you may find yourself for love of money, and the pastor tells you there is the blessing of a million God has released to them. We heard of a blessing.
He's talking
of Deuteronomy 28.
When you
still hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God,
obeying
his laws, commands, and judgments,
all these
blessings will go with you. You will be the heads and not the tails.
You
will be blessed in the city and in the countryside. Now the blessing, it's not of buying, but it comes from obeying the commands and laws of God. And even the curse, no one buys the cars. But what you break the commands of God. When you break it, the command easily follows you. The cars easily follows you according to the 28, verse 15. Bible says, now, if you dare yet, they don't hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, obeying his commands, laws, and judgments, all these curses, they will follow you. The cars. No one looks for cars. But they work for them when they don't know. Many times we look for a blessing, but it refuses to come to us. But curses which we don't look for, they come to us themselves. For their attachments which are great they see upon us. People break the commands of God all days, and the curses follow them. No one has ever sat down and they cry for a curse to come upon their lives. Have you ever done such a thing?
Yes.
Each day you pray for blessing, it's amazing, but blessing never appears. For it was put conditions which bring it to you, which is still hard in people to do. Now for the love of this money, you fall in serious temptation. If you seek deeper getting wandering off faith, if you no more want to do what the word of God tells you,
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now what is in money is marriage.
And
you've said money, it itself is the root of all kind of evil. If it's the root, it has a source where it goes and it gets all this evil from there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If it is the road,
what is your source?
There is a source. We want to see of this source.
We
search out the conditions. How their money seeks and gets from the source. And what part can it play on the number
666?
There is no buying or selling when you have that mark. That number is not going to be the money.
What would I send?
But money.
Mediator wakati au amani.
It's a medium, a very serious medium between.
Erabu abanga murandi.
And if it's a medium, a root.
Tukenda kuraba kumsibuko ye
jibi. We are going to see of the root of evil.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But tukuraba nsibuko.
When we see the root.
Tunaonyeleze tumanye.
We shall search out or not.
Sente zino zigenda zite musibuko ye jibi.
How does money go down into the root of evil?
Nzinu na ye bibi yona
kuzileta mu bantu. Out all evils bringing into humanity.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Go to Ezekiel
28.
We want to
begin with verse 11.
Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri mu munana. Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri mu munana. N'olunyiri lwa kumi na lumu.
Ezekiel 28 from verse 11.
Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okungubagira kabaka we Ttuulo. Omugambe nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti ossa akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi.
Nti omuwulire ono gwe twogerako
yali
alina siru gy'ateekako. Yali akola ku siru
ey'obutuukirivu
era tugenda kuba tumumanyako
ebimukwata.
Yali
kerubi
kankano tumumanyi nga Sitaani. Naye yali asiringa butuukirivu mu kusooka era olina okumanya. Nti oluvannyuma lw'okugwake siru yekyuka. Akyasiringa
butuukirivu.
Asiringa bonna abalina obutali butuukirivu.
He seals all who have unrighteousness.
He
uses the spirit within him himself. That's why the Lord begins by choosing
him.
That you are sealing righteousness, but you fell and you got off track.
We
want to continue to know him.
He
is the source we are going to see.
He
is the father of sin,
the
father of liars, and a thief. Now his root money, he sucks everything out of him and he brings out. But how did he dare do that?
It's
what we read in Ezekiel 27, that they sat under the sea and they made money. Every evil the devil does, every demon of his,
which
we call the fallen angels, and they start spelling and speaking words upon money. And as you touch it, it can speak with you. Let's proceed on here.
Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri mu munana n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na satu.
Ezekiel 28:13.
Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda, buli jinja ly'omwenda omungi lyabanga lyakubikako. Sadio, topazi, n'alimaasi, berulo, sokamu, ne yasepi, safiro, ejinja lya nawandagala, ne kabunkulo. Ne zaabu emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe.
Omuwulira bulungi
well.
Yalinga atuukiridde.
He was complete and perfect.
Yaliko mu lusuku Eden.
He has ever been in the Garden of Eden.
Era mu lubereberye esula ey'okusatu.
In Genesis 3.
Tumulaba ng'alimba omuntu.
We see him deceiving man.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
wabula yali yakolebwa mayinja
ag'omwoyo
nga bwe tugawulidde
as we've heard them
amayinja ebika kumi
10 type of stones.
Yali mu ye.
He was in him.
Ngalina mu instruments ezokuyimba.
He had musical instruments within him.
Ewa afurumiza amaloboozi.
It's where he releases voices.
Era bw'akwata ku bayimbi.
When he gets on the musicians.
Okusansanya obutali butuukirivu.
Spread unrighteousness within them.
Bajjusa emirembe ne bajyonoonera ddala.
The generation that it will collapse to them.
Era bwe bayingira mu kanisa.
When they enter the church.
Gye wesiŋŋananga mu kanisa kati balaapinga.
That's why you find even in churches they are rapping.
Yeah, Jesus.
Rapping things like that. That's why you find the people are totally corrupted. But the main businessman, they were in business to corrupt them and to get musicians.
He
is chief and is good at that
time.
He enters fashions of air or of clothing to pass through in the world. He passes through the musicians. It is very easy and it spreads easily. You copy immediately. If you
are a
youth, you begin to copy
for another musician.
Let's move on and see what concerns him.
Ezekiel 28:13. Emirimu gy'ebitaasa byo n'egyendereso gyali mu ggwe. Jategekebwa ku lunaku kwe watonderwa. Wali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Yali kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Yali malaika nga baleva mu
roho. Angel like people think of him.
Bali bakerubi basatu.
There were three cherubim.
Bano be babiri abasigalawo.
These are the two who remained there.
Ujja basoma mu Ezekiel esula
y'ekumi. In Ezekiel chapter 10.
Bali bakerubi basatu.
There were three cherubim.
Naye ye yagwa.
But he fell.
Ne wasigalawo bakerubi
babiri. And there remained two cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era ali yafukibwa kama
futa. It was anointed.
Bagamba yali.
They say he was.
Kitegeza tachali.
It means he's no more.
Tumumanyinga sita.
We know him as a devil.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ero mulimba wensi sonna.
The deceiver of the entire world.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye jukira ali na mafuta.
Remember he had anointing.
Tuze kusoma ku mafuta ge.
Starting of his anointing.
Now that tuli chikolimo.
It was full of a curse.
Ukusinda ku Zaburi 19.
Psalms 109.
Era mafuta ge.
And his anointing remains moving, but it causes pain within the people, making them fall down, throwing powers to them to fall, things like that. Seeing and searching them out.
And
we spread the Lord and his works of righteousness.
And
see the spirit of the devil, his works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we're moving on to see this is the root of evil. And he was a cherubim. He was
sitting
righteousness. And he knew how righteousness is.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. After beginning a righteousness,
he
became the source of evil. But now money. They have told you it's a root. It's a root which taps right from the source. Right from the source, it taps there. And it sources and taps evil from the devil.
Must
be filled with the word of God.
Able
to fight with the words money speak.
Money
speaks.
Sometimes
things speak.
Others
seem like good words.
You may get it.
And you feel it, you tell it. Begin a church.
He
said truly, that is of the Lord. What church?
And
tell you build a glass church. And it's very clean.
And
you begin to cut the money is going to come. You see.
As in manner,
what you're going to do is of the Lord.
That.
You begin to gather money from the people.
And
the red church will not build.
You
have to go back to heaven.
Money
can speak.
And
sometimes it claims to be a messenger of righteousness. Just as all his ministers, they will start to cast this money.
And
to put every evil spirit
above
them. They will pretend to be preachers of the light and righteousness. It's too money does it.
It is
pretend to preach righteousness to you. And it tells you begin this.
It's
calculated to kill souls of people. I say begin a church because you've got money.
When you
begin it, you begin rather business.
You
no more build a human beings within it.
Let's
proceed on.
Ezekiel 28:14. Wali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu.
Mukama waffe Yesu
agamba
nti ye mwennyini yali yamuteekawo mu bwakerubi.
Himself has planted him to be a cherubim.
Kubanga twatandise Ezekiel esula eyabirimu omunaana.
Ezekiel 28.
Onye olusooka nga lugamba.
Verse 1 saying.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira
nga kyogera. The word of the Lord came saying.
Kigambo ono.
This word.
Tumumanyi mu Yokaana 14.
We know him in John 1:14.
Nga ddala ye yambala omubiina alabisibwa
gye. The one close fresh and appeared unto us.
Era kigambo ya Mukama.
And the word is one telling
him. Nze mwennyini nze nalina kusimba ku lusozi lwa Katonda.
I myself had planted you on the whole mountain of God.
Baalinga bakuuma bonna essanduuke
ne yamaleka. Over the ark of the covenant. And they are watching the mercy seat. And they are watching over the altar. When you reach there, that one is like a mountain. For it is very highly elevated.
So
now they are watching the mercy seat.
They
have watched over the throne of God in the third heaven. But they are watching the mercy seat.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That
is why it's called
and knowing
that we are covering the guarding.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel
28:14. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku. Kuwatonderwa.
That
he was blameless from the day he was created. He was walking within the fiery fires. According to Ezekiel 10, in the wheels of the cherubim down there, there is an altar of fire. It could not consume him in those days.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That
he was blameless.
Why would I
once? But they tell you down there.
Ezekiel 28:15. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabika mu ggwe.
Okutuusa obutali butuukirivu
lwe
bwalabika mu
ye.
Wali wanajia jia bujja. Wabula bwalabika mu
ye.
James 1 they
tell you.
Nti omuntu atandikira mu kwegomba.
That man begins from desiring.
Wamala okwegomba.
After that. And get pregnancy of it. And the path is evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
that to desire the throne of God.
According
to what was spoken of him. Which
you
are going to continue to see. After desiring the throne of God.
He searched
of the ways he's going to reach onto his target. Some of them.
Which
he told man in Genesis 3. God knows the day you eat of the tree. You are going to be like him. Now we put him entirely in us.
Saying
that we can become like God. Something which was wrong.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
he was wishing to have that throne.
Now
he had to break all the commands and laws.
To create
ways which are not righteous. Which God has not commanded. To be able to begin unrighteousness. The Bible says that he himself is the source. But man is spoken of as the root which taps right from the source, which is the devil. And it brings within the people. And when you have touched the money, you begin to feel it speaking to you. And it is commanding you. When you are fighting it, it sends voices through your friends. And they begin to tell you words and they begin to support you in things. What happens, you hear them, what they say.
Yeah,
they would touch and say, I'm not going to drink myself. And it says you are overcoming us.
Let's
go speak to your friends to come. As long as they hear you touched money.
Money
upon it was put upon a lot of charms. And when you've touched it, you first pray for it.
In the pocket
after beating all evil spirits upon it. And every spell upon it to take it off. But without that,
you may be
a pastor who is merciful. You can cease to have even the mercy. And you stop helping.
And
you stop doing doing everything which was possible to do. Every time you touch money, tells you you have not built a flat, you have not bought a Prado.
And
helping people you withdraw from it little,
he
is the one now commanding you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
opening
Corinthians,
the other messengers,
they put
spells
upon
you, have to come and meet you. You are joined on adultery, being a thief, and many other things.
You are sent
because of money.
Now,
because of that, don't think that money you've touched a paper or you've touched a coin, but there are many other things on it which are upon money.
Ezekiel 28:16. Baakujjuza wakati ekyejo olw'olufulube lw'okusubu.
Yatandika mu Yerusalemu okusubula.
He began in Jerusalem to carry out business.
Eranga yatandika okusubula bamalayika.
And he began to trade angels in Jerusalem.
Yaja nafu okutusubula.
He came even to trade us ourselves in the garden.
Nga kunukuze mukusubula kwa myoyo.
This was the trading of souls.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Natandika okugula emyoyo.
He began to buy spirits.
Nenga emyoyo najisa mbu.
But this spirit was passing through hypocrisy. And he buys you without anything to buy. That's why the master came told us,
right?
I've called you to buy without anything to buy.
When
Satan was buying us to sell us into his
sin,
he never paid the father. He never gave him a single coin, which we never gave us. This one is the business person who begins from spirit.
When
he's going to buy spirits,
he first leaves
the money aside, doesn't move with the money, and he comes with deception.
Bible
speaks of him in 2 Corinthians 11. Verse 1 to 5.
But
I'm afraid that the devil tempted Eve in its cunning craftiness to corrupt your minds.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Cunningness performed it in Genesis 3.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
what the father says. Where are they that I sold them to you? I have never sold you.
The
devil forced one thing to do evil
enough
that he can buy us through that. What was that in buying souls? There was no money. Now what he did,
as
he used all the craftiness to buy a spirit, all the craftiness and the cunningness put it upon money. And you can even buy a human spirit or to sell when you want money. That's why the father complains. Let's go briefly to Isaiah 50. What is the father speaking about this issue? Isaiah 50 from verse 1.
Bwati wayogera mukama nti ebbaluwa eyokugoba nyammwe eriruddawa gye namugobya. Obaluwa kwabo abamanja gwe nabagoza. Laba olw'obutali butuukirivu bwammwe kyemwava mutundibwa. Era olw'okusobya kwammwe kwe kwagobya nyammwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nti okusobya kwaffe
that our transgressions
kwe kwatutunza n'obutali butuukirivu,
why we are sold and unrighteousness.
Bw'aba ayagala okugula,
if you want to buy you,
aleeta n'okola butali butuukirivu,
causes to do unrighteous things,
n'akugula awatali bigula,
and he buys without anything to buy you. And the father says, let's get down and hear the next verse. Isaiah 50 verse 2.
Bwe najja kiwapa walemu okubaawo omuntu ki?
Nti agenda okujja mu lusuku.
As he came in the garden,
mulubereberye sura y'okusatu.
Genesis chapter 3.
We tried to make ourselves.
We had already hidden ourselves.
Okuyita mu Adam.
Through Adam.
Bagenda Adam oliwa.
As they called Adam, where are you?
Ngabe kwese ne Eve.
And he had hidden with Eve.
Itafe cha bagamba bwe naita.
Father said, when I called,
tewali wayinza kuyita.
No one was answering.
Isaiah 5:2.
Isaiah 50 verse 2.
Bwe najja kiwapa walemu okubaawo omuntu ki? Bwe nayita tewali eyandiyitabye. Omukono gwange guyimpa wadde ne gutayinza n'akatono kununula. Oba sirina manyi nakatono ga kuwonya.
Nti taina manyi ga kuwonya.
That he has strength to rescue.
Chengugambi nti yes tani bwe yali atukula mukutanga.
What up to when sana bigapa. He never waste the time to give man to the father. We know the father of all souls.
Katonda chitafu.
Is the God the father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
These
we've been seeing them so much.
Ezekiel
18. It is the father of all souls.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
See,
even in Hebrews.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That
is the father of all spirits.
But
as they were buying
it, he
never paid.
That
roughness,
this
deception he used, all of that money brings it.
And
he had given the fallen angels those ways and every demon, and it has those ways. Now they start upon money
and they put
upon it every curse from the devil and every word of unrighteousness and every action, the evil characters. And after you touch money, you must fight yourself so much.
So
it does a big role. That's why they have told you that no one should buy or sell except when they have the mark.
Now,
the one in the midst of buying and selling, there is a medium called money.
There is a
devil in the midst of buying and selling.
After
there is a root which taps on the devil,
then
Satan himself is the one in the midst of buying and selling.
You don't
add in much
money. Mizani zisukiri de sizagara.
God tells you doesn't.
Obama go baga sukiri.
Scales and profits which are too much.
Awo yinzo uli nanga zikana akantu kongeze mu
center nyingi na more money in this thing.
Nimbo timani waka kuze nusu lukumi ya gara katu na mutwaro.
You want to sell it 10,000.
Waka kuze obuka de 10.
Uya
gara obuka dana.
You want 40 million.
Obo juli na muri nga wali wa yongera
mu. Something is speaking to you, add in more money.
Let
me tell you, it's very hard
to
be fulfilled and faithful in business if you don't know who is money.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It is
very hard for you hear voices. When you touch it, you put it in the pocket.
You may
feel that you're big, even if you're a very small man. You grow big.
If
you feel short, you feel your stall this time. What happens when you touch money? The devil himself.
Please
don't pray for that money.
No man can ever use it.
See how you're going to use it.
And
you begin to see. Someone has touched money and they have changed their ways. Let's get back to Ezekiel.
Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri mu munana.
Ezekiel 28.
N'olunyiri lwa kumi na mukaaga.
Verse 16.
Baakujuza wakati ekyekyo olw'olufulube lw'okusuubulako. N'oyonoona. Kyenvudde nkusuula nga nkujja ku lusozi lwa Katonda nga nkulanga obwonoonefu. Era nkuzikirizza, ayi kerubi abikkako, okuva wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro. Omutima gwo gwagulumizibwa olw'obulungi bwo. Wakyamye amagezi go olw'okumasaamasaako. Nkusudde wansi, nkutadde maaso ga bakabaka bakutunuulire. Wayonoona ebifo byo ebitukuvu olw'olufulube lw'obutali butuukirivu bwo. Mu kusuubulako okutali kwa mazima, kyenvudde nziya omuliro wakati mu ggwe. Gukwokezza era nkufudde evvu kutaka mu maaso gaabo bonna abakutunuulira. Abo bonna abakumanyi mu mawanga bali kwewuunya. Ofuuse entiisa so tobengawo nate ennaku zonna.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Wa mawanga amangi.
He is a businessman of many nations. Twamulabye
mu Ezekiel
27.
Obusuubuzi yabutandikira mu nnyanja.
He began business under the sea.
Era sente gye baatula
zikola. That's where they start to make money from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He lifted up his
heart
and he thought he could be God. Ezekiel 28, verse 1 to 10. Isaiah Isaiah 49 and 25. They continued to speak of him. He wanted to prove more about him. But money, it is the root.
Ogugenda mu sitani mwenyewe.
Which goes within the devil.
Negununayo buli kibi.
Taps every evil from him.
Wano bakugamba mu Yohana 8.
Yeah, they tell you in John 8.
Olunyolwa na mwenye.
Verse 44.
Nti bino byakola.
That is what the things he does.
Ebimu ku mirimu emikulu egya
sitani. The main works he does.
Era ogenda kulaba ne sente nga nazo.
You see that money too.
Zizimu ku mirimu emikulu gye gireeta
mu. One of the main works it brings in the people. John 8:44.
Yokana esura ey'omunaana n'olunyi lwa makumi ana mu nnya. Mwe muli ba kitammwe Setaani, era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe. Oyo okufa ku lubereberye ye musi.
Awali ssente.
Where there is money,
okufa kutera okubaawo.
Murdering is always happening.
Obulogo obusamize n'ebintu ebirigeri.
Witchcraft, sorcery and things like that.
Yokana esura ya munaana. Olunyirwana mwenya.
John 8 verse 44.
Oyo okupa kulubereberi ye musi, soti ya nywele na mumazima.
Osobola kunywela mumazima.
You cannot hold on truth.
Ngolina sente.
When you have money.
Okujjako.
Accept.
Mumazo kuno nyengeri.
When you first thought of it. You're going to control
inga musente. You're
going to control that money.
Okuita mchigambo cha
Through the word of God.
Ubako mara okuzikwatako.
After touching it.
Osobola nywela mumazima.
You cannot stand in truth.
Sitani omulaba.
You see the devil.
Yaliko mumazima.
You have never been in truth.
Era bakugambi.
And they have told you.
Yali asiringa butuki.
He was still in righteousness.
But
because of his
sin,
he couldn't stand in the truth.
It
is very hard to stand in truth when you have touched the money.
But
if you touch it,
then
you know the truth of the word of God.
And
you've held onto it. You can reign in it.
And
you can govern that money.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
have to get it in plenty.
But
we need to first strengthen yourself.
And
to know who is money. All who began within truth, right now they have
already fallen
because of money.
They
who had begun in truth,
right
now they are bundled
in the gospel
of the kingdom of heaven.
Money
is entering.
Preach
the gospel money. Preach things of the world. They cannot
believe
that money is speaking within their head. When you look at the gathering, they see money. You see the money in the pulpit, you think you see heaven. But
he
sees money. Every head he sees this head. Every head.
If
I first call the ones of millions,
I call
the one of 3 million. And they get down reducing on all heads if they reach down right here. You see him standing on a pulpit.
Then
he pretends to preach righteousness. But what they calculate is much.
They begin
a church where they calculate
it.
Are you going to drive a car within it?
I will
build houses out of it.
Now
you think he has called you to take you to heaven. That he takes you things to heaven.
He's
going to begin to teach demons when he knows it. People are troubled so much by demons.
Now,
if I teach them demons,
and
I tell them to give
offering,
they must give them. That demons will be taken off them which are troubling them. Now, why is it when they are teaching you demons, they didn't teach you heaven? Satan himself bewitches you and he goes in another shrine to treat you and gathers money.
John 8 verse 44. Kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye.
Ayogera ekiva mu bibye.
He speaks what comes from his.
Kubanga ye mulimba era kitaye w'obulimba.
Ono ye kabuzaala.
He is the one who past life.
Bwe obulimba bwonna.
Lying.
Ebibi byonna.
Every evil.
Ono ye kitaye wabyo.
This is its father.
Tebakugamba mbu ekibya
ayina gyeyakikopa. They should tell that he copped seed from elsewhere.
Abantu abamu balyoke bagambe.
Other people to say.
Kakati obanga Katonda ye yatonda Sitaani.
God created the devil.
Kitegeeza ne Katonda alimu Sitaani.
In the Lord there is some satanic
Bonde werimba weka.
Friend, you're deceiving yourself.
Erobera ngori mwagizi wa kitawo satani. Ngoyogere ebigambo.
Your father the devil speaking such words.
Satani taina kuyakopa ko chipi.
The devil never copped sin from anyone.
Satani wa de chipi muye.
God has no sin within him. Obeji chipiza muye. Any darkness within him.
Wabula kunyonyana nti ono ye kitawo wacho.
This is its father.
Yatandikira muye.
Began from him.
Ye mama wacho.
He is the mother of it.
Ati kitawo wacho.
Fathered it himself.
Tuvura government yes and
that's why I told you money.
Murandira
is a root
ukugenda muye we kuti
which taps right from him.
Nekujayo nekuleta mu bantu.
Sucks out and spreads in the people.
Simanyo bonte gira buru.
You understand me well here.
Wabu na twara bye.
But we saw.
Zifuka zitwa murandira.
How does money become a
root? Bange batula wansi munya.
When they sat under the sea.
Ukambye buli muzimu kuomanyo kukole bikolobere bibiri.
Demon which works out wickedness.
Ogulimba limba.
It deceives.
Ogukola obwenzi.
Those adultery. If you've not committed adultery, if you've not drunk alcohol, get pride.
Something
attaches to you.
If you
remain the way you are supposed to be,
truly,
truth might have worked within you. It speaks.
So
it really corrects your mind. And the spirit within you is living. And it speaks within you to correct you. But it's not that.
Money
within the devil
it
gets sins to spread the people.
Some
call it evil spells. The word called a spell
is
like a recording which speaks.
Spell is somebody sigara onge yogera kumuntu.
Spell can remain speaking upon someone.
Nge yogere miaka yonna.
It speaks all years.
Nge yogera. Ati gopo kwata kusebe.
When you touch money.
Manya kuliko spell
zizi. You know those spells.
Those sigara zogera obuna mwazo. Bona bona paka paka.
All the lives throughout.
Bozi kwata kobu.
When you touch it like this.
Osoka tunulira ku number eri.
First look on the number and you know the note.
Namba kye chikuru kati.
That is the main thing.
I don't know. We are going to
understand the number.
Paper
6. When you touch money, what do you first look? The note is of how much?
You
get it out. Don't you have money there? When you get it out, the first thing you look... What you first look onto is the number on it. What note is it? Now you are being drawn.
Pick up
number 666 anytime.
You
touch it and the number is small. You feel you've been weakened. You've got little strength.
I
want a bigger number. You get it out proper. You reach on the number.
Number
how much is the number?
Is
the right number being looked for? It is 666. But what you look out upon the number is how much?
That
is one of the things which you have money.
Number.
The number. I want to see what number. Is it 50,000?
Chichi.
What is it?
Dollar chenu.
What dollar is this?
A number you
number is the first thing you look upon on money. And it gives you a number.
And it gives you
the number and the mark, they are near to each other.
Kubikulirwa essuula y'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Revelation 13 verse 16.
Neewaliriza bonna abato n'abakulu n'abagagga n'abaavu n'abeddembe n'abaddu okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo awo we wali amagezi
owulidde kye bakugambye
omuwendo
gw'ensolo
the number of the beasts
atigobotuna kumuendo.
When you look at the number,
orumaro kutuna kubwe pa.
As long as you look at it,
oyino kubanga wenge ndereze chidako.
Very careful what is next.
Uwabora biyeko lukumi.
If you've seen a thousand,
program mwezike ndo kogera mukwendala.
The programs they're going to speak within you are different.
Botuna kanga kulikwa mutwalo.
Which are the 10,000.
Ebigambo byo ulira ne plan.
What you hear is ukana. They are different again.
Era wokwatira akakadde.
Teach a million.
Ebirozo bijjawo ne bisoka bikubuza abuza.
Come and they first confuse you immediately.
When you
touch 100 million, you first faint because of much faults.
When
you feel there are 100 million, the thoughts begin to crush. I'm going to buy this and this and you first faint.
You begin to get
instant problems because of the money which has come. And you pass the roads and
trolleys.
You are perhaps in the plane above.
They think
they're in heaven and they're sleeping in the money. But where it's
speaking
with you,
those
things troubling you.
As
long as you look at the notes,
note
of the number given, you begin.
If thoughts
and corruption in the minds begins. What number is it?
And
they
are
call you right now.
And
they tell you, you have won a million. Even what we study first post. I don't know whether I understand what they're teaching right now. Think how you've been renting.
Now they
have told you won 100 million.
And you have been renting.
You can no more
think
of it. You are in right different now.
You are programming
for the money you got.
You
brother, what is wrong?
itself
has a word called
busy.
When we look for it,
definition when
its definition is clear.
Busy begins
with B.
Being.
You.
Under.
Under.
S.
Satan's.
Why?
Yoke. Being under Satan's yoke. Now you begin to move with the money.
You must
call the Holy Spirit, be close to me. And when you feel you
want it,
the Holy Spirit help me look for it in the right place. In the right way. Without
that, you can
the one commanding you where
it is.
As you're about to reach it, it spreads, it moves on ahead. And it tells the one having it, go ahead inside.
That's why
you can make your money the right ways. The one paying you, they tell you that what you have is to make them experience pain first.
They quarrel
and they get funny. The one who pays you the money speaks to him. What you have is zero. Don't pay them. That
you
can mess him up.
The
Bible says that the one who was worked to pay them before the sweat assist you upon them.
God
will see what is upon money. Speaks it immediately. For you, if someone works and they are not paid, they get wild.
And
it tells the one having it, don't pay that man right now. That place has not
been
and you feel your God hungered. But the one paying you is money. They tell your brother spoiled more. But the one traveling his money.
He is in
the pocket speaking whatever he wants.
Right now, you must be very careful.
He's telling me, is it money speaking to him or is normal? The one you're working for, you have to be very careful about them. When man is the one telling them,
I know from
they up until they are fallen, they have to get out of salvation today.
What you teach me, one of the major things upon the number.
You may have been no one will be buying, except when they have the mark.
The number.
You sell how much? I want to know the number. The journey of the number begins like that. It begins on money itself. It sticks in our heads most of the times.
No one is going to buy without knowing the number.
Now, after you know the number, be careful, it may end up with money and you do a lot of evil.
You end up having the real number, the numbers written down, the numbers on this one, the numbers written down, the right number among all the numbers, you're going to search out how it is made. Not be buying and selling except you have the number or the mark.
You don't know if you can buy the number in the body. I don't know how you think of
this,
but the truth is this.
It is hard to try before thinking of any number.
But what do you have to know? How that is moving on. Seek righteousness. Seek our home in heaven. We have to get back there. We've gone back to Timothy. First Timothy chapter 6, let's begin from verse 1.
Timothy, which soak is Suleum Kaga, no in your soaker. Abadi Mobufuge, Abadu, Balo Seva Kamabawe, Benini, Gabasani, Dechti, what you're now. Irinya Yaka Tonda, no Quigrisa Coffee, the Menga of Pumibua. Era abalina bakama baabwe abakkiriza tebabanyoomanga kubanga baluganda naye beeyongere okubaweerezanga kubanga bassa ekimu mu kukolwa obulungi abakkiriza era abaga era abaagalwa.
Yes, he was
with
Jesus.
We are going to go speak of money.
What follows, it praises Jesus.
Get born again, get a brethren giving you joy. For you may end up when you are troubled because of money. Even your master, tell you to fast, he has a master in heaven.
The commands are given us between money, for this money, brethren, when they are born again.
That's why many born again. They build pastors' houses. They build temples. And they are not paid. Most of the times they break up.
And they have spent a long time not having any development, and they go to begin to also steal from people.
All this God advised upon it. And through Acts.
esule yokona
Acts 4
nagamba
and he said
we bale tangu bigere bya abatume
brought on the apostles
kuli mtu neba mwango obweta bwe bwali
was given as the need was
kama aliye warachi
God was avoiding
wale moku bawo mtu yenna
no one
mukanisa asigalire mabega muweta
church should remain behind in need
siku wanga atabukana agwa munnambe no mukangaga muka
get trouble and wild and get falling in the number triple six.
Ageze kuno nyabusubuzi.
Have got to seek for business.
Kwa sente zenja
study in different ways which is not right.
Ubora bechimune eche kumi na echiwe
bwayo. That's why the tithe offering.
Charity bwanga.
It was brought.
Munyumba ya katuna mremo kula mwecho kulia.
Yes, there will be food in the house of God.
Unti omundi ya nabu habayi yeta aga mungeri yona.
Every person in need of anything.
Ayambibwe.
They will be helped.
Siku wango uruwa weta avu musukako.
Left because of the much need.
Atu kana akolo utari butoki vuro kuno nyase. They
will run and write as a
receiving money. Asumuro kubira
u. That they may survive.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
this God had put them there.
Tears
of serving us with the number 666.
Therefore beat all these ones. And
the offering
is for the pastor and the pastor's ethnicity.
And the offering is for the pastor and the pastor's
ethnicity.
And they ate not minding of the congregations. They got the grit like that.
But we are
going to say, we are going to say, we are going to say,
First Timothy 6 verse 2.
Era abalina bakama baabwe abakkiriza tebabanyomanga kubanga baluganda naye beyongere okubaweerezanga kubanga abassa ekimu mu kukolwa obulungi abakkiriza era baagalwa yigirizanga ebyo obibuulirenga. Omuntu yenna bwayigirizanga obulala so nga takkiriza bigambo bya bulamu bibya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo okuyigiriza okugobereranga okutya Katonda nga yeekulumbaza nga taliiko kyategeera wabula kukalambiza obukalambiza empaka n'entalo ez'ebigambo omuva obujja okuyomba okuvuma okuleetera obubi okukaayana kw'abantu abayonooneka amagezi
nti okaayana kw'abantu abayonooneka amagezi
people who are corruptible in mind
bwene bw'ogamba nti okaayanira mu Katonda
even though you say that you are arguing within God
naye nga toyagala kuwuliriza kigambo kya
Katonda
obeera muntu sitandi gweyonooneka
a person the devil corrupted
era oba ogobeera ennamba 666 kubanga bayibuli tekukkiriza kaana nga ova mu kigambo
bible that accepted to argue out of the word
kwegamba ikugamba nti sigala ng'obuuliza mu kigambo sigala ng'oyagala
okutegeera
kati abantu abayonooneka amagezi babeerawo nga bakaayanakaana bye batategeera
na Timoseewo kisooka essula ya mukaaga n'olunyiriri lwakutaano okukaayana kw'abantu abayonooneka amagezi abaggibwako amazima nga balowooza nga okutya Katonda kwe kufuna amagoba
kaakati batuuka ekiseera nga kibalagango okutya Katonda
and what is sure fear of God
ate Bible si kyeyogera
it's not by what it speaks
kubanga Bible yogera mu ngeri sura y'omunaana
Proverbs 8
okutandika onyola okutaano paka 12 nti okutya Mukama kwe kukyawa ekibi wabula bano bajja kugamba nti ate okutya Katonda kasobola alina ebintu alina amayumba afuga emmotoka oyo yatya Katonda bitabuka bwe bitone nga sente yali wakati
yao kati
yabakyusa n'abalowoozi nti munnange gw'ola bavuga emmotoka oyo yatya Katonda era munnange alina omukisa gwa Mukama mukyala w'amafuta musajja w'amafuta boonoonekera ddala amagezi bwa sente ne zitandika okubagamba
nti
kati atya Katonda gwe kasobola banga alina
ebintu
gwe bw'olaba ajja n'emmotoka
oluvannyuma
omusajja oyo Katonda yamuviirayo
man God arose
era Katonda alabika asula na wuwe
God perhaps lives at his house
utambo zote nyini zikuonu na zitani ukula ganga ukutia Katonda
to show that you fear God
diye vitu vyo kunganyi ze waka
moto
kajoku ze
the car you fold
ebisimbe vyo zimbe
buildings you build
kanguri esende zono nila daraba
money to corrupt people
ziri mungu dispele mbi
it is every evil form of spell
ziri zo kule zira okuanga kwe ekyokutya Katonda nga abantu ba Mukama bewandirabye nti yemu banayo naafubye nnyo bannanga alese ekibi oyo batomulaba
woera
mubasabirwa tabaako James 2 newaawo ekyokulabiraku ekirungi neegamba nti babiri bwe bajja mukuŋŋaanya omu nga mwavu in
the body.
And
now it's reached the body.
And
they will count the rich and they put them in the front seats.
And
the poor is better to sit down. All behind.
And
these things are in
the
all around, even religions.
Entebe zaba abalina ebintu,
the chairs of people with possessions,
abalina sente,
they with money,
zibera mu maso,
they are in the front.
Totula mabega,
you shouldn't sit behind. As long as you come with a car,
sente zezakula bino byona,
money is what did all the things.
Wabaranga zona onera dala ebiragiro bya Katonda,
corrupts and corrupts the commands of God.
Era okuva mu kigambo kya Katonda,
get out of the word of God
mangu nnyo ddala,
immediately.
Kasitoba sente zotunulidde,
as long as you're looking at too much as something important.
It's
a segregation. So
man,
don't think that anything else speaks with
it.
The devil speaking through money.
But they
put what we call corporate chairs. These are for the corporates in the church. They give
millions,
like 4, 10, every Sunday. Now you, you come with 5,000 shillings. You pledge 5,000, they don't see any wisdom in
it.
Jesus shows us
that
the one who has given a
pence,
given it with love and entire heart,
she's
given better than
you
all. You see how the kingdom handles money.
It turns
over tons money, that is nothing.
I don't know,
we understand what I'm trying to say.
Yes, that no, the Abawa,
you must look at people, and they are getting from much.
About the Okadasa,
giving 30 millions.
They
give 100 million. But they have gotten from billions.
And
he saw a woman.
She
had remained with one page.
And
she said, let's do something work here
in
the house of God.
And
the master said, Jesus, she's given more than all the rest. And the
men,
are you seeing things upside down?
The
other gave a pains.
The
other gave a pains. You think things upside down?
Yes, right.
Jesus, and they don't know what he was saying. It did something else. Even he was the one holding the bag. The one who was given, the devil told him what? They gave it to Judas
Iscariot.
Through money is where the devil passed to speak to him to betray Jesus.
Yuda mwenyini ya banu
wenye. And not the ones who thought for him. Judas looked for them himself.
Sende za mga agenda yoba kambe.
Go tell them.
Mutambula ni Yesu muna zimba.
How careful with Jesus when you will build houses.
Sende bulize mkunganya muza akura mwembele.
Every Monday you gather, you buy food out of it. And you eat with your fellowship.
Kendo bagaye basukuwe na kuwaka sende kuwaba wa musaji.
Money and you exchange it for this man. And you go build a house for yourself.
Kumane Peter bali wana atino mwiti.
Even Peter was about to be called.
Wanga Peter amugamba mukama wangu.
He tells you, my master.
Ochimanyi twaleka wa mayumba
kafere. Our houses and our possessions.
Bosoma makoko.
When you read Mark 10.
Twaleka we bintu bingi.
We have to this our house.
Tugenda funa.
How are we going to profit out of that?
Sente ngazita hamisi.
And money was beginning to speak with him.
Simugamba muganda wangu.
He is telling him, my brother.
Kwa kati wabavu kwa yoreke
nite mumanyi. You the poor party your head if you don't know.
Omusajja mutambula
butambu. You are just walking with this man.
Taina de kugunde je development.
No development is put around for you.
Mumukambe,
you tell him,
ugena tuwaji,
what are you going to give us in return? All the money we gather,
usikula
you just buy food out of it.
Why don't
you apostle buy a car, buy your car?
The ministry
will show that it has developed and we park a car. When you speak that,
I see the
devil has matured in your head. Every figure sees the times.
Gehazi ya Gamberisa.
Gehazi told Elisha.
Sento ziresa musajja abatatuwa sente.
The man has been giving us monies.
Bawonya ni agundi ono
nyama. Yeah, you Neman.
Amawe
bintu. He's giving value
nga mwelie
wera. High money value.
Elisa na gamba
mu. Elisha said no.
Kanosike kasera
kebi. This is not the temple of things.
Sajja gwe kwate bintu
bokeni. You man get go away with your things. We are freely given, freely we are going to give.
Yeah.
As did the man remain sticking with him. We are descent, come for us. He plotted how to go for it.
He
said, my master is changing his mind. Give us back the money.
He's
changed his mind. The Lord was following this man. He was hearing whatever he spoke and where he had gone. And he updated Elisha. He waited for him. He told him, where are you coming from? He began to lie and he has begun to lie.
But he's
next to the truth.
Hey.
But what money did to him?
He was the one
who said,
we had the
Elisha winding his
mouth.
Gehazi was next in line. But he never.
When he came back,
Elisha tells him,
that's
the decisions for making money. Think of even the decisions themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Lord was going to give them. See how the devil tells him, no. You do it like this and that and get it. Money. The money you see is the friend of the devil.
It's
the road
which
taps right from the devil.
Every
evil work and it brings in humanity. The one
who has
been healed and strengthened in the word of God.
My
prayer God helps you that get strengthened with that issue.
So when
you touch the money and the Holy Spirit blessing in you, and the angels who are powerful,
beat
off all those spells from the money.
You
use the money when it's not speaking anything to you.
You
become a pastor or an apostle
or
an evangelist when you're not looking at the baskets.
They
put within, but you see the pastor looking, what have I put in? And he plans, no. I see you have not sold well today. The Lord said the man is still within him.
But
the
hand stretching
down, the man is telling him,
as
long as you looked in the basket like this.
He
told him things and what. Others don't know that even man is one speaking to them. They think they are told now.
That's
baskets of money. But when the bell blows, they announce it openly in the synagogue, fellowship, church service. The
bell
blue. Let us raise, bring a basket to raise. But what the gas does every day, a bulb, they cannot buy a bulb.
The socket
blue brethren.
The
other tells them, no, this is reserved for you. That is money you hear.
You may
speak the word money and you've never thought of it. How is it here on the number 666? It's
not
buying, not selling, except you have the number.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on with Timothy.
Timoseo, ekisoke sura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri lwakutaano.
First Timothy 6 verse 5.
Nti. Okukya okukaayana kw'abantu abayonooneka amagezi abaggibwako amazima nga balowooza ng'okutya Katonda kwe kufuna amagoba naye okutya Katonda wamu n'obutayaayaananga
nti tulina okwewala nnyo
okuyaayaana. Discontented. But I want to tell you,
proof
that man is peace within the people, more especially this generation,
ministers
in the Church of Salvation,
they
must put that yearning within you. And they tell you, let me tell you, those
guys
you spent sitting there, that God doesn't give you, you don't know what salvation you are upon. Right now arise. You claim a certain
Prado.
You call a Prado. You call a limo car.
No,
and you begin to yearn.
And when he preaches, he is lifted you. And levels you shout. And you get the chairs, raise them up. I am going to get my car today. And he tells you, now what you find in the city, touch it by faith. Begin to tell it, I take you. This is when the preachers of today,
so you
just need the people you wonder.
Bayi njo kugamba genda kutaka lya bendi.
Go on someone's piece of land and you tell them and you speak to it, I bought it.
Ugenura baderija.
You go see it's not coming.
Utandi konyiga mutima.
You begin to get hungered in the heart.
Mukama nyingira mukiriza no tangolera.
Lord, I enter faith and you never tell me and you give me.
Waise mulyango chi.
You pass through which door to enter faith.
Katonda yibu abakubuza.
God asks you that.
Kuba mukiriza kuba nkuya ngukuriza ngamba cha Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
We wali omulyango kuingira mukuyingiza mukiriza kwa Katonda.
To the faith of God is.
Bakwa kugambe gendo kwate kuchibanja kya bendi.
The faith told you go touch someone's land.
Okuyayana kukaka tebuliwa munsi
alone the gospel preached in the world.
Mumakanisa agasinga
obungi. Most of the synagogues.
Beba kusikambe nyine okuyayana.
So if you the yearning.
Era basokane bakula bakwata
na sente. First you the one without money when you have nothing.
Kakati yawo.
Now
we know korokoka.
Get to you arise.
Abawara banji.
Many girls.
Abali mukanisa.
They were churches.
Batu kofumbirwa bizungu
ebikate. They ready to marry old wives.
Wakati afune ku moto ku sente.
Get to pick up money to be valued in there.
Most
of the young boys in the church
come out
because they are there without money.
And this was prophesied
upon weddings of millions, 300, 500, or a million.
Now,
see the young brethren, look at them. They don't even have a car that I'm going to marry them.
They are
preaching their
gospel.
It's within 3-4-6, they prepare you to access the number 3-4-6.
A man
tells you pray from morning to evening and you
already
pray and understand it.
Saba.
Pray and you pray. Now you feel
I don't
get with it and you arise with determination. What happens in that gospel?
He tells you
to begin to enter 3-4-6.
And he's going
to get it. We need houses.
We
need the flats.
We
need the cars.
But I want to
tell you,
let us not
enter into yearning.
But let us be there
and wait upon what God prepared
for us.
The Bible says
that God
has
the good things
prepared for us that we move by them.
Ephesians
2:10.
What are you to
there are things which are good.
God
must prepare for us that we may move by them.
And
that is divine authority.
And
gave us all we need for life and for godliness.
2 Peter 1:3. Now,
the authority of the Holy Spirit is there.
Everything
we need, he knows where it is.
But
he told us,
don't
need to yearn to read the things.
When was in
Matthew 6,
31-33,
that the pagans yearn for this thing, and they look for the things wherever they are.
I
know you two, you need all them.
He
knows you need money.
He
knows you need a house.
He knows
you need a car. He
knows
you need
to
travel abroad.
He knows
things which are good.
But he said,
my child,
seek ye
the kingdom of God
and
righteousness.
This
one
I would
just ask
you
forward so much
to bring
children upon the traps of the devil.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let me tell you born again.
A
real Christian. For I know myself. No one can become a Christian except they've gotten born again first. First confess salvation and you put upon the Spirit of Christ. Now you get to be called a Christian.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But it's not right born again. Or right Christian.
Who
can be in this world?
God has
given them what they need, and they have stood well.
The
Bible speaks. I saw that many of the tribulations of the righteous, but God has never forsaken them.
There are
many things you can meet,
but
every time there is an ability to pass through them.
Because
the Spirit is right there.
This is
never a righteous, a child of a righteous with their begging.
If we can strengthen the angels are waiting to serve us,
something
they were going to inherit salvation.
But
the gospel of learning within the people,
because
they are now fighting for themselves, and the angels also abandoned them.
And
the blessing you're pulling it by force. In the times you pray,
it is
necessary you have to pull the blessing.
Pull
it in the name of Jesus. Blessing, come wherever you are.
But
if they tell you who is the blessing, right from heaven, it is an angel of the scales. The angel of the scales. The angel of the season times.
He
measures the blessings and things we need.
Yes.
Some of them are put upon you.
No,
and you are born with that blessing. And you too, you covered it with unrighteousness. And it's not working right now. Pulling the blessing, the edge of the Lord by force from heaven.
He knows
well the commands, the basis to give you.
To
obey the command of God and His laws.
In
the village and the city, we move with
it.
We always say, the blessing of God go with you. How does the blessing
look?
How does it move?
The blessing of God
to move before you. What is that? Is it the wind just blowing? What is that which moves before you? They call the blessing.
And that
the Lord will move before you. That's what he told Moses.
The
angel is an angel. You don't call the blessing of the Lord. Let's move before you. But he knows the reason what to give you. Let's move on.
Timoseo, Echisoka, Esulayam Kaga, Nolu Nyiri, Duamsam.
1 Timothy 6:7.
Naye okutya Katonda awamu n'obutayaayaana ge magoba amangi. Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujjamu kintu.
Yes, yebazibwe. So far abaazaalibwa omulundi
ogw'okubiri.
Era bakuyisaayo abatta.
The right Christians.
Abaamala okwatula obulokozi.
They confess salvation.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tulina okubanga kino kituyingidde
mu mutwe. This has to be sinking deep in our minds. That we came from somewhere.
Ate bwe twali tuvaayo.
And as we're getting from there,
tulina n'ekimu kye twetika
kujja. There's nothing we covered to come out with here.
Philippians 3:20
says that our home is in heaven, and that's where we came from. But as we're coming, we are brought, we are just mere spirits. We had no body. The body that we found it down here. Now this day, even if the body you have, you cannot dare go with it. You will invest how much money in that body. It will never go back to heaven. Hell, it never goes there. Now let it never waste your time. That's why we had to be given a body from heaven.
It's
written in 2 Corinthians 5.
That
we yearn as we are in this place, that we are clothed the one from heaven. Lest we are full when we are naked. The most valuable thing on a human being, if they are given a body from heaven. Because there is a city prepared for them. Treasures and wealth which is already prepared. Jerusalem of heaven. There is the garden of God. Things he just gave us for this life and for serving him. Lest that we
yell
and as if they are part of you.
To
look at the car as if it's part of you. A person that is the car, and you feel they have touched your heart. You see something go shoot your heart.
It's
taken all your understanding.
But
truly you brought nothing.
Truly,
no one is going to carry. By this world, all generation, they fall because of money.
And
they get the number 666.
Friend,
after all that,
Gaddafi, Gaddafi
took no money at all.
The great
rich men you have known
in the world,
nothing they carry to go with.
But
therefore use the money.
Something
which wastes your time and you cease to have understanding.
Kati nawe njakalo chibalenga ekintu ekyokozi sana ku
something to be used on this world and in serving God.
Singa ekintu ekigano kuwe
ebiragiro going to command you
ekintu ekiku
something which
kujja mu mbeera yokuteka
to wish you out of fearing God.
No fuke ekitagasa
it becomes something else.
No ba musumba ne iyo iyo mu lugwa
se but you have greed of money.
Oboli faja
ne you are priest
sinto uzaga
but you love the money. Now, I don't know. The priests have problems. They are in the throne of God, they are seated right there. They told us not having any other father on this world. For our fathers will run heaven. Now they too are right there. But friends, it was money.
After
the priest sits there and is paid, they take care of him. And they see that he's really God. Things like that. Now, brethren, let's try to keep ourselves of something called money.
For it's
spoken of many words right now.
It's
one of something leading.
Leading
the number and fraud number. After surely you cannot buy another cell except when you have the number.
346.
Now, I've told you money is the medium between business.
Tuli mu Timotheo ekisooka essula y'omukaaga n'olunyi lwa munaana. Naye bwe tuba n'emmere n'ebyokwambala ebyo binaatumalanga. Naye abaagala okugaggawala bagwa mu kukemebwa ne mutego n'okwegomba okungi okw'obusirusiru okwonoona.
Nti abaagala okugaggawala, emitego mingi egiri wakati
awo
nga giri ku ssente.
Kituufu
tusobola okugaggawala ku nsi kuno kubanga asuubiza nga ku nsi kusobola okuba
ekikumi
oluvannyuma lw'omugulu
kuba
okakasibwa nga oyina
ekikumi
okakasibwa wano ku nsi ku ssente oba tokyazira
mukama. We can get rich. We can get much money.
And
let them get rich without knowing God.
They
cannot withstand the power of money. The magic and sorcery and charms upon it. The corruption and things like that upon it. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
Naye abaagala okugaggawala bagwa mu kukemebwa ne mu mutego n'okwegomba okungi okw'obusirusiru okwonoona okunnyika abantu mu kubula n'okuzikirira.
Nti kunnyika abantu mu kubula ne mu kuzikirira.
Destruction and ruin.
Kubanga wennyika n'owulira nga
bw'oba
oli mu kusaba oyagala kubokolera Katonda aveeyo
alite
ssente
naye Yesu
lwaki tova mu kulu
eyo
n'oleeta ku ssente watulokola kuba
baavu
osooka ne wennyika munnaku kati n'ogolokoka ng'esitaala gy'ogenda okusaba Yesu leero ojja
kundaba
ate nsookera mu kusiiba.
Our rise of prayer. If you see how you not get out of there. You first sunk yourself in much grief.
And
the devil put you in a room.
And
the pot of money.
Even
the needs you want to use it for.
And you take
in a room is around the whole of you on your mind.
And he says that
in the world you are nothing.
And
you're sitting either in your bed or in your sofa and in narrows
you
has engulfed you. And if he tells you,
it is
so low you have nothing in this world. Why did you get born again? You are sick, you are a dead dog. And you arise out there, brothers. Let people of the mountain see Jesus. You can reach the mountain and get wild. But the prayer, the Spirit is not one
leading you.
But the devil surrounded you. And
he tells
you now, tell Jesus to arise and prove that he is God. And if he doesn't come up, you are going to abandon salvation. Come and prove you are God. If he doesn't come out, is he going to cease to be God?
Remember,
the one who first entered in this
thing,
he first sunk himself.
And
he totally sunk into ruin and destruction.
When
he got money out of it, he came told you, thus you will do to God like this. And they wrote a book saying, you don't tell God as long as he wishes. Tell him today, command him. And if you reason with God, the other men trained from America, and they printed a book, they teach you command God. They wrote a book and they say that Jesus got so rich that the devil tempted him. That he had houses and mansions.
So
read about it, he had nowhere to live inside.
Men
wrote the other book. When you read it, you can get mad. Of an evil spirit, madness of an evil spirit.
You
begin to command Jesus. You tell him you even had a house yourself. You were even rich. You even had a bank. And the other one was leading it. Judas
Iscariot.
Men built the other book. And the other is a pastor born again in America. What did he build it? When you read it, you get why you tell Jesus. I don't understand you are here when you reach yourself. They show that all the apostles were wealthy with much property. Now when you read it, you get wild. We shall bring you one day and we read some chapters and you hear the foolishness what these men speak. But that they are born again. But they are not the born again. We are of the Acts of the Apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And we are like the first prophets.
Timotheo, ekisuka esura eyomukaga, n'olinyiro kumi.
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 10.
Kubanga okwagala kw'ebintu kye kikolo ky'ebibi byonna. Waliwo abantu abayayaanira ebyo ne bakyamizibwa okuva mu kukkiriza ne beefumitira ddala ennaku ennyingi.
That you put yourself in sorrow. And you, when you think of money, and the poor that you've been in all this long, there is the way you sink yourself, and the way you look at the world, and you see, me, I am a dead dog. I have no importance in this world.
And
why someone is in the road walking, talking, but money is telling them you have to
be
a Polish person. You got born again. What did you get born again about? You don't even have anything to show. Stand up and go look for us. Yes, it is good to look for. It's the way it is in the world. But I pray you remain in the word of God. I pray you remain in the commands of God. Don't look beyond scriptures. What they command you to look for.
Timotheo, ekisoke sura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na lumu.
First Timothy 6:11.
Naye gwe, omuntu wa Katonda, dukanga ebyo, ogoberenga obutuukirivu, okutya Katonda, okukkiriza, okwangala, okugumiikiriza, obuwombeefu. Lwananga okulwana okulwana okulungi.
Tuli mu lutalo.
We are in a fight.
Era mu lutalo mulungi.
And this good fight.
Tulina okuwangula sente.
We have to overcome money.
Tulina okuwangula okwegomba kwensi.
We have to overcome the desires of this world.
Sente.
Money.
After it
connects with the world,
they
can become a problem to
them.
Bible says
that
they will love the world and what is in it.
They
become an enemy to God. But now the gospel preached these days is from eating the world and what is in it. And you immediately become an enemy of God. And you think that now you love him so much.
The
man preaches this word and even put a door for you there that you may enter into nations. And you
think
you are an elderly man and woman, but you cannot
deceive
yourself. As you pass that door and you enter in, you enter nations. You are out there doing foolish things and you tell yourself you are in faith. A man puts there a dough, flame, and it tells you as you put an offering in the basket, It is the seed of entering nations. And here he has put a door flame. Now you enter within it, you are here. Bed with bald heads. Old men. They were gray hair.
And the young God,
all of them passed through that door flame. But the devil corrupts the old, the land and the unlearned when it preaches these things of the world, when it preaches money, it corrupts even the educated. And they tell them, bring money, you're going to give birth. And they bring the money and it's going to multiply.
Timoseo, ekisoke suliyomukaga n'olunyiri lwa 12.
Timothy 6, verse 12.
Lwananga okulwana okulungi okw'okukkiriza. Nywezanga obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Olina okubanga mu kino.
In this,
ekisinga okunyweza obulamu obutaggwaawo.
To hold on to eternal life.
Sente tugenda kuba tuzikozesa.
We are going to be using money.
Tujavuga amamotoka
era tugavuga. We shall drive cars and we drive them.
Tulina amayumba era tujja kuba nago.
We shall have them.
But
the holding of life, the question is how you're going to hold it in life. For it is not touched physically with the hands. I would have held it tight, and the devil never grabs it from me. But they gave me wisdom and understanding, knowledge.
In
John 17, verse 3, eternal life, know the one true God, in Christ Jesus, is
saying,
we have to hold the knowledge of God, in Christ Jesus,
when
I hold them and every day grow into knowledge, I am holding eternal life. But when you had knowledge, the knowledge of God we are talking about,
Christ
Jesus is saint,
your
great dead left your life. That's what the devil did in the church.
It
is to take away the things of knowledge. The Bible speaks of them in Peter. That they are always learning but not entering into understanding. You are there shouting hallelujah. A little, is there someone hurry? Shout hallelujah. Who is the born again? And they clap their hands.
You are mad people.
It's nothing you've understood this. And you can get saved 30 years and they tell you to explain heaven and there's nothing you can explain. How does it look, the heaven? It is like a palace perhaps. They think God is like a king seated there. That's why they lie to you. That when you suffer somebody, they put a
brick
for you. When there's nothing you know of heaven, and that's where you want to go. God tells you I built a city. Another tells you they are putting a brick for you right now. They tell you there are even funny structures there. But they will not work so much right now. But one has got born again. 40 and 50 years they believe those words.
You
are within their cities and you learn every day, but no one understands. That's why, as someone reaches and they say, the third heaven, what are these things?
These
above the heavens.
The
heavens are too numerous.
There's
even the fourth one. The heaven is up there. It is one.
And
they are all in their Bible. But they have fellowshipped 40 years. And another preached 60 years.
There
are even a bald head with gray hair.
Every day they have
been taking money. It has even removed the hair from his head. And they are not in the things of heaven. They cannot hold eternal life. Let me tell you, going to be making money. But you're going to get the blessing of money.
And
the most important, hold on to eternal life through knowledge.
Manso. Timoseo, ekisooka esula ya mukaga n'olinyiro 12.
Timothy chapter 6 verse 12.
Nywezanga obulamu obutaggwaawo bwe wayitirwa.
We were called to get eternal life. To
bring
their just additives to us.
N'oyatula okwatula okulungi mu maaso g'abajulirwa abangi. Nkukuutira mu maaso ga Katonda awa byonna obulamu ne Kristo Yesu eyategeeza okwatula okulungi eri Pontiyo Pilaato. Weekuumenga ekiragiro awatali bbala.
Weekuume ekiragiro awatali
bbala. Now we shall solve the spot. For they told us the mark of the devil. You're going to solve the spot. It comes from money. Money brings a lot of evil acts until you have a spot. After you get the spot, this spot we speak of, it doesn't appear that it has fallen upon you like on a cloth. As long as you get a spot, you see that you get a wrinkle. You know Jesus is going to come back for the church. We have no spot, no wrinkle.
Now
you're going to know what the spot comes from.
Timoseo, ekisoke sula ya mukaga, nolu nyiri, duwa kuminanya.
1 Timothy 6:14.
Wekumenga echira gira awatali bala. Awatali cha kunenye sebua. Okutuusa kukulabika kwa mukama wafe Yesu Kristo. Kwaliraga mu ntuuko zaakwo nannyini buyinza yekka atenderezebwa. Kabaka wa bakabaka era mukama w'abaami alina obutafa yekka.
Nje yekka yalina obutafa.
He alone is immortal.
Amen.
Kugamba abeera mulamu ennaku zonna.
He is living all days.
Tebakulima
waliyo mulamu. He said life there is another.
Ayinza okuwa bino.
Who can give you this eternal life? They told you hold on it through knowing him.
Timoseo kisoka mukaga 16:16. Alina obutafa yekka. Atuula mu kutangaala okutasemberekeka. Omuntu yenna gwatalabangako. So si wali ayinza okumulaba.
We speak of the Father who is above the heavens.
Awewenga ekitiibwa n'obuyinza obutaggwaawo. Amiina. Okuutirenga abagagga ab'omu mirembe gya kaakano.
Uliriza bulungi nnyo wano.
Listen very carefully here.
Ekanisa tugenda kuba bagagga era nga tuli bagagga.
Church, you're going to be like
rich. Naye bino wammanga
by'obokola. This one down to the orange.
Tusobola okweyongera okuwona.
Ever to continue to be saved.
Ekizibu ekiri ku
ssente. The problem upon money.
Timoseo ekisooka essula ya mukaaga n'olunyi lwa 17. Okuutirenga abagagga ab'omu mirembe gya kaakano obuteegulumizanga.
Okusooka mu byonna
eri
kwegulumiza.
Wano
tewajja kubaawo katebe
okusimanyiggulokuba
gundi ogenda kubeera nga
bannaabalakubanga
ffe fenna tuli
baana
olw'okuyitibwa
katondakubanga
ayogera mu Balumi esula
y'omunaana
teyayita yabaawula
dda era
yabaawa obutuukirivu.
Grave the brightness and glorified them. They have a glory already. And it's not based on money. Don't think it that way.
This
is where we're going to begin to see the kingdom of God appearing. Because of one thing, all
pastors
are going to see the children of God. They're going to rejoice together. You should not come with a car that it breaks itself and we call an usher to run and put a chair for you here. It will never happen. You will come, you'll be given a chair, you'll find to sit.
Amen.
We don't
want to bring your hypocrisy of money.
Then you
begin to speak within us.
I don't
understand me well. If you prove God gave it to you, you will sit wherever you'll be given. And if it's the devil, you will not sit, you will fail to sit at his heart. It is of righteousness. We just see money as a paper. After we get explained of it, as the
fruit
which brings evil from the devil.
And
we know how we shall give it to Caesar, its owner.
And
we shall get from him what we need.
And when you
want to hinder us preach, we buy a place we're going to preach it from. And we give him his own portion. And we know we're going back home.
That money
we just use it here. We don't want to fix so much.
That
it has a high value. Now the rich of this generation in the body. All of us are headed to get total rich. After we get wealth of the spirit, the word of the body is easy to get.
But
the angels of God, they have to serve us.
Yes,
we have a stewardship we've done. For right now we're
giving
the treasures which are most.
The
words of the kingdom of God. If we keep those,
what
is impossible to give us these little ones? And to be watched here by
the good.
Have a blessing without sorrow. Timothy 6:17.
Okuutirenga abagagga abo mirembe gya kaakano obuteegulumizanga newankubadde okwesiga obugagga obutali bwa lubeerera wabula Katonda atuwa byonna olw'obugagga tulyoke tusanyusenga n'ebyo
kati bino byoraba
kukakana
kama abituwa bwitusanyuke
God gives them to be enjoyful.
We
just enjoy them.
Send us that reward.
Manage seed like that.
Buy.
Don't keep so much. Don't make yourself.
No, you
and you eat small fish. You're keeping money. You get and eat at least meat in a week. But you're there, money calling you. Here you are. And you eat small fish every day. People like that even heaven if you had to eat that. I don't know what you think of money. You even reach a level of hating the ones eating meat at the neighborhood. But you too, you've kept your claiming, your planning. Truly keep to benefit yourself. But don't. God has given you a joy. You are there keeping. And the born again began to look funny. You
pass
the road, you smell it. Jesus, when are we, so we eat
it.
You're keeping.
Bread,
you're going to be keeping. But when you see you keep 40,000, 10,000 eat meat.
Don't claim
when will I have millions to eat meat. You will never.
You
stop those evil
situations.
What has been given you, use it for life and serving God.
You
kept 40,000.
Even
when you
spend
20, get 5,000. Buy fish.
Buy
coins which remain, where are they? I buy small fish. That situation, rejoice here, for God is not giving us joy. He said he has given us that we may enjoy it.
You're
going to be saving for your children, but don't make yourself painful to your problem. You're going to be saving for situations, but don't be there. And
you
cease to even have jelly unless you put upon yourself. You claim you're keeping.
There
are people, I don't know whether they just got old. And their minds have gotten old. They keep and you wonder. And they don't even want to
eat anything.
They clothe all the clothing that they are keeping. Then Jesus, their story is striking them. And Jesus said, that one, you are beat them more. That they will learn how to use money. What they think, what is money? That they may ashamed me the people and my name will be scorned, that I don't give them clothing. What happened? Poverty comes more to you.
You
have refused to buy any clothing. Every day you put on clothing
with holes.
That say you have your kept them. They are for Christmas. They are priests for his life and for serving God. When God gives such to your children, it's good.
But
it's very bad to manifest your bad situation, keeping things, we don't understand. Look at me. If and when money comes, I finish all people in need. They take it. Where they remain, there you will bring more. They will come. I am on a sure deal to come. It will come. Whether it will come from where it is upon him. Me and my son. And miracles upon the children. I am here waiting. But your day of poverty and sorrow strikes you. That's why pastors are
going to
pray. They think when I remove from
it,
money will not increase on account.
To
get you help people, they see it's hard.
And
they command them wrong words. Let's finish here we come.
Timothy, it's okay, so I am Kaga. No, you need to Kura.
First Timothy 6 verse 18.
Bakolenga obulungi baberenga abagagga mu bikolwa ebirungi.
Nti okusinga ennyo.
That most especially.
Kugenda kukuwe kukebira.
We are going to check you.
Kubanga oli mugagga mu bikolwa
ebirungi. Whether you are rich in good deeds.
Bwe tunakulaba nga ne
sente. When we see you with money.
Nga mu bikolwa ebirungi tolina.
The good deeds you have.
Natumanyira wo oli mwavu.
And we know you are very poor.
Tolina de kinusu
bwa. Not even a coin you have. Right now, when you get out of the body, you're going to hell to be beaten there. That will be there like the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man preached there, they will serve him and not there.
Because of
money, he took all his time, he never thought of seeking God.
Timothy 6:18.
Babeirega bagabi. You must be generous. If it comes money, put their presence to be helped to begin businesses. Make work and capital is what they are lacking. You speak with us. Pastor, who of they who have looked out to that they need that they begin businesses.
Every
time you pass it, you're sowing it in the pastor, you're sowing it in the pastor.
When
will you ever give them to be helped? Even pastor, when it's rich, is given, he just puts in his pocket alone. The Holy Spirit needs to chase them out of the church even.
Whether
the one who has shamed the name of God and they do things we are not worthy.
There are rich people
and very poor people in the same church. Anytime they bring, they give the pastor money, buys cars. Why don't you touch money, you buy those cars? And would rather lift different people in.
And
they corrupted them. And all of them work for the number 666. They tell them to learn to be generous.
Don't
only give the pastor.
Why
need to be helped, to be lifted up. For God gives you to benefit others. Most of the rich who are lifted beyond others, God gives them
Romans
12 that they have the gift of helping. They forget that totally. That what God has given
much
is given because of the gift upon him of helping. And your help,
you think
they will be blessed to lift many. But friend,
you
see, even the pastor who helped him alone when he already has. The pastor, because of the greed, he
drew
a gather to himself.
When
God looked at them.
Timotheo, ekisoke sura ya mukaga, n'olunyiirwa 18.
First Timothy 6:18.
Agamanti. Basenga chimu.
We have to be willing to you have money that will begin to command here. We shall not hear what you command.
Verse 19.
When you do that, and you've been given money, there is a gift of helping. You will be helping many to be lifted up. You prepare yourself for the seasons coming, for the seasons of destroying whatever is on earth.
And
you've prepared and kept things for the Jerusalem of heaven.
Timotheo, ekisoke sura ya mukaga olunyiro 19.
First Timothy 6:19.
Balyoke banywezenga obulamu dala dala. Olinyiro makumi abiri. Ayi Timoseo, kuumanga kiwateresebwa. Nga weewala ebigambo ebitaliimu, ebitali bya Katonda. N'okulwana kw'ebigambo ebyokutegeera. Okuyitibwa bwe kutyo mu bulimba. Waliwo abantu abeegamba okuba nakwo ne bakyama mu kukkiriza
nti waliwo abantu abeekalambiza nga balowooza okuba nti balina okutegeera era nti balina
okumanya
so nga tebalina ddala ne bagwira ddala teweemalirangayo nti gwe wategeera
byaggwayo
olekangayo akabanga akokwongera
okumanya
buli lunaku buli kiseera
Timoseo ekisookesero ya mukaaga olunyi lwabiri
Timothy 6:20
ekisa kibeerenga nammwe
amiina
amen
wetusukka wano eno
when we go beyond this
naye kosome Mataya esuula eyabiri
go back with Matthew 20
ojasoma 19 Matthew 19
Matthew 19
ojasookera otandika kunyula 13
from verse 13
Mariyo paka kulwalirimu omukaaga
and 26
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
see of what the value of money does.
That
brethren, he was a young old man, rich man.
But
reaches the Master Jesus.
He
told him, my master,
you
know money and wealth is not a problem to me anymore. What do you see that can hinder me to enter the kingdom?
He
told him to obey the commands.
He
told him right from childhood.
The rich
think that they obey God's laws.
Because
they see money is there. They don't see that the curse may be for money. For money is there.
I must
be in the commands of God.
But
the Lord told him.
He
told him what is lacking within
me.
He told him, go sell what you have.
He's
selling all the money.
And
go give to the needy.
Tunda,
sell.
Get
the money. The money, I gave the number, give it to people.
At least
I would have given my
things.
But I first sell them, and I get the money, give the needy. He felt sad. I thought of the money and the numbers and the notes out. And he felt too much sudden. And it is impossible. But it is proven he has never obeyed any command.
The
first command he failed it.
You love
the Lord your God
with
all your heart
with
all your things.
The father
through the son spoke with him.
He
told him, go sell all, follow me up.
He
felt sudden. The second command,
give
the needy. You love your fellow
pastor. The second command
he made, failed it.
He
missed the kingdom.
The
master said,
it will be hard.
It will be hard. We are going to see it. Tuesday.
But
it comes from money. Tuesday, we shall begin from there. Why is it hard? Business.
It's
money.
Number
3 or 6. They are next to each other. Tomorrow come, we begin the journey of heaven.
We are
going to begin from planet earth. We are going to begin from here, planet earth. To move up to the third heaven. We go above the heaven. Bring many of your colleagues.
We
begin on Sunday. Tell them we begin tomorrow.
Sunday
we shall add on. God bless you.